Howland, Stockbridge, 1801 to 1883, and Louisa M., 1806 to 1897. The Howlands were close friends of James and Ellen White, and were among the earliest Adventists in Maine to adopt Sabbath keeping. According to their respective obituaries, Louisa, née Morse, and Stockbridge Howland began to keep the Sabbath in the spring of 1845, that is, about the same time as Joseph Bates. Earlier, they had been active supporters of the Millerite Adventist movement and had generously imparted of their substance to forward the work to the point that they were in close circumstances, as Ellen White put it. Unsympathetic local authorities probably feared that the Howlands' zealous generosity would result in penury and that the family would become a public charge. So Stockbridge, like some other Millerites, was for a time placed under a guardian to handle his business affairs. Records indicate that a number of meetings and conferences were held at the Howlands' home in Topsham, Maine, during the 1840s and 1850s. Stockbridge Howland, a millwright by trade, also served as local agent for Review and Herald publications and sat on the Tent Committee for Maine. In 1869 or 1870, the Howlands moved to Allegan, Michigan, and later to Battle Creek in the same state, where they stayed the remainder of their lives. During this period, Stockbridge was frequently appointed as a delegate to general conference sessions. In the late 1840s and early 1850s especially, when Ellen and James White were struggling with poverty and exhausting responsibilities, the Howlands were remarkably supportive. Thus, after the birth of Henry White, the Howlands shared their house with the Whites for 6 months during the winter of 1847 to 1848, while James worked at manual jobs in the vicinity. Some months later, in November 1848, because of one-year-old Henry's fragile health and the arduous travel schedules facing the Whites, the Howland family volunteered to look after Henry. It was an arrangement that was to last for 5 years. James and Ellen White were ever after grateful for their help. "We are not able to express the gratitude we owe that dear family," wrote James in 1853. Some of the many letters from James and Ellen to the Howlands during the 5 years they cared for Henry have been preserved and contain valuable biographical information.